And welcome back, everyone, to Fritz and Friends 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Cheryl Fritz here, along with Scott Eckersley. So happy to be joined by Lisa Byington on the phone, WLNS-TV sports anchor and reporter, very familiar face around town. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me on. We're down here in sunny Florida, and I can now say sunny Florida because when we arrived on Sunday, it was 40-degree temps. And I know with people in Michigan are like, well, you know, big deal. But in Florida, it's cold. Like you pack your bathing suit, you think you're going to use it, and you have to pack your winter hat instead.
Absolutely. Well, you know it's 48 degrees here right now. Has anyone told you that?
No,
it is.
But, you know, I was getting no sympathy Sunday and Monday when that big blizzard was blowing through the Midwest and the East and stuff. But today, it's by far the most beautiful weather we've had. Tomorrow, I think it'll be the best day for game day. I think it's going to be in the high 70s. So we're good to go. Things are back to normal here in Florida.
Well, I'm sure you appreciate that fact. You've been down there working hard. It is game day tomorrow. What have been some of the activities going on during the week?
Well, they have everything, you know, something planned at least for the media every day. And just most recently, yesterday was the pep rally. I actually got to host or MC that. And I got to say, for Spartan fans up there in Michigan, the green and white was much better represented than the Alabama Crimson Tide. So it was very exciting. You know, Luana K. Simon was down there. Mark Carlos was there. The team showed up. Mark D'Antonio was there. The captain said a few words. Kirk Cousins kind of issued a challenge to the team or to the fans and said, you know, we have to measure up, but this is your chance to measure up too. Actually, Michigan State told me that this was the first time that Spartan fans had sold out the Michigan State ticket allotment that the university has given since the Rose Bowl.
Oh my
gosh.
And they're
expecting at least 25,000 fans for Michigan State, if not more. Now, this stadium holds about 60, 65,000. So you do the math, that's at least half of this stadium full of green and white.
That has to be thrilling for the players as well, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, when you go to a foreign state, a foreign city, and you run out of the tunnel and you hear the roar and you know it's for you and you look out and you see your own colors, absolutely, that's motivating for these guys.
I understand MSU did pretty well doing some rock band. What's that about?
Well, yeah, they did. They had a luncheon, and the whole week of preparation is now done. And so they always have a luncheon the day before the bowl game. Now, the luncheon includes both teams, both head coaches, and any fan who paid money to get into this luncheon. It's for, you know, a few thousand, or not a few thousand, but a few hundred of them. And they do kind of a Q&A with both coaches, and they kind of do like a little fun drill. And the fun drill was they have this rock. I have never played Rock Band. I don't know if you have.
I have.
But it's... apparently, it's the video game, and it's the in-video game. So, you know, four people from Alabama played their own kind of rendition. They got to pick a song. I forgot what it was, so don't ask me. four Michigan State people did as well. And let me see if I can remember. Aaron Bates was the singer. Kevin Muma was the drummer. And who else? John Mish was the guitar player, and he was really playing it up, like putting the guitar over his head. Aaron Bates actually did the splits.
Oh,
on
now
stage.
That I would have paid to see.
And they got a standing ovation. I mean, if this football game was decided on Rock Band teams, Michigan State would have blown them away.
I love that. I love that. Now, you've been going to practices as well, at least the first portion of them. How has everybody looked to you?
They look great. I mean, you know, it's hard for us to tell that, you know, when we are given access to a football practice, it's the first 10 to 15 minutes, and a lot of that is stretching. So I can tell you they are great stretchers, and their special teams looks great, because that's about all we're able to see. But I will say, Michigan State lets you in for a little bit of a longer stretching period than Alabama did.
Well, there you go. At least that's some inside info we wouldn't have gotten before. There is some breaking news today with Michigan State football, though. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, Don Treadwell. You know, his name's been thrown out there, and, you know, he's very worthy of a head coaching job. Decided to take the head coaching job at Miami of Ohio, which is his alma mater. He was a wide receiver there. He was a captain there. He played there for 4 years. And he just said, actually, at the luncheon, he spoke briefly to the media and just said, look, you know what, going back to my alma mater was too good of a chance and too good of an opportunity to turn down. He told the team right before the luncheon, which was probably a few minutes before noon today, and obviously it's always when a coach is moving on and they're playing in a bowl game, it's an interesting dynamic, and Michigan State has done it very well. He said, you know, the meeting went well with the players, but, you know, they're a family, and that's the word that he used. We're a family, and when you say goodbye to family, it's obviously a very tough thing to do.
But, yeah, particularly his son playing for MSU as well.
His son is playing for MSU, but his youngest son went to East Lansing, played football there, and he is a senior, Spencer. So I think, you know, moving on and moving to a different city, moving to a different state is a little bit easier for Don now because he doesn't have any high school ties with his kids. You know, he can move on without feeling guilty about moving his kid and transplanting his kid, you know, going into a junior year in high school or senior year in high school. But, you know, he recruited Blake knowing that, you know, he might not be there for his full career kind of thing. And Blake didn't choose Michigan State because his dad coached there. You know, and he doesn't even get to coach him. He's on the other side of the ball. But, you know, Blake chose Michigan State because Mark D'Antonio is his godfather, so he still has family there. And he chose Michigan State because of the program and everything that surrounds it.
Very good. We need to get to the special tonight. This is going to be great. I'm looking forward to it, called the Capital One Clash on WLNS-TV6. Tell me what we're looking forward to.
Well, the Capital One Clash, we're really excited about it because we have a one-on-one with Mark D'Antonio. I did a feature that I'm really excited to share. It's about how Kirk Cousins kind of took Mark Dell and B.J. Cunningham under his wing. And when they were suspended and not allowed in the football building, they couldn't even practice, couldn't study, couldn't go to tutors. So Kirk Cousins took them out to a local church, which we went to, and worked those guys out. They worked out in the basement of a dorm room. I mean, it really was remarkable the steps that they took to get themselves back on this football team. And, you know, coming full circle, Kurt has always said that, hey, champions are built on 1,000 mornings that nobody sees. And that kind of, you know, completes their work ethic and the circle that they took from last January to this January on how far they came, you know, in terms of showing leadership and teamwork and that sort of thing. But speaking of Kirk Cousins, I'm not going to give it away, but you will see him in a role, an exclusive video that has never been seen outside of the Kirk Cousins home. You will see that tonight on the Capital One Clash. How's that for a tease?
I was going to say that you have just perfected the tease, Lisa. Good going. Nice going.
Thank you.
We need to give the time of the special tonight. Am I correct? It's from 8 to 9 and then 11 to 12?
Yep, 8 to 9. You got it exactly. 8 to 9, and if you miss it, you can catch it again 11 to noon Saturday morning before the game. Now, we're also going to put it on the web, WLNS.com, and I think that'll be up on Saturday morning. So, you know, there's plenty of ways to catch it with technology these days, and we hope you do because we think you have a lot of good stuff.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. We've got about a little less than 30 seconds. You getting some fun in while you're there, Lisa?
You know, everybody thinks you go to these trips and all you do is you need to pack your bathing suit. And honestly, the only time I saw the pool is when we had to do some on-camera bits. And people don't believe me when I say that, but that's the only time I've seen the water. And I dip my finger in, but not my body.
Well, I hope you have a chance for a quick dip before you leave. Lisa Byington, I know you're crazy busy. Thank you so much for joining us, giving a heads up on the special. We'll be watching tonight the Capital One Clash from 8 to 9 on WLNS-TV6. Go Spartans.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much, Lisa. Happy New Year. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.